This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Saturday Magazine. This is Joy 94.9. It's almost 5 minutes to 11 o'clock. We've got the news coming up with our wonderful newsreader, Paul. Fiona, it's a lovely first hour.
It was. It was a great first hour. How did you find it? Isabel, sorry.
No, Iz is fine. My friends call me Iz, so you can call me Iz Fee.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, Iz and Fee. The Iz and Fee show.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
What fantastic work the Sisterhood Project are doing.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
Just a wonderful thing about Saturday Magazine, because you want to shine a light on a lot of the great work that's being done. And you can see just in those couple of interviews that we've had there, you know, there's a lot of interconnectivity within our community. And just, you know, I joke about joining the dots, but I think, you know, it's amazing how so many things can get missed because our communities are quite distracted or not joined up necessarily in the right places.
Well, you know, everyone's really focused, as they should be, on the work that they're doing. It's hard, very hard to be across everything. But I guess, you know, as a call out to listeners, if you know or are a part of a really interesting community group and you want to, you know, talk to us and get people to hear more about what you do, you can get in touch with us, of course, here at Joy, and we would be happy to talk to you about your programming and what you're planning. So, you know, that's always the SatMag door is always open, as I'm sure it is for a number of other shows, if you want to talk about your creative projects. Don't you think, Iz?
Absolutely. I think it's amazing what Joy can do and bring these projects to the listeners. I have an extensive healthcare background. I've never heard of the Sisterhood Project, and I think that was only just because of maybe they're not able to get a platform like this, or you know, but they're doing such amazing work, and people would benefit so much from that organisation. So
what a great simple idea.
Great idea.
It's such a simple thing to do. And, you know, it's those type of things. I think, you know, it's good for people to get awareness of.
Absolutely.
Now, of course, I want to remind everyone that you can get in contact with us, like our wonderful friend at 777, who has wished us a happy Easter and
Wayne up in Brisbane.
Oh, that's Wayne. Hi, Wayne in Brisbane. Thanks for the bunny eggs.
So Wayne says, I don't know what's been going on because I've been running around like a mad dog. He was at work today. But he says, happy Easter to the amazing SatMag crew and lots of bunny love.
Oh, thanks, Wayne.
Hoppity hop. Hoppity hop. So, yes, please feel free to drop us a line on air at joy.org.au or 0407569949.
0427 569 949 or on air at joy.org.au. Fiona, what's in the second hour Saturday Magazine?
Okay, fans of Sally Capp, stick around, because after the 11 o'clock news with Paul, Sally will be on to talk about her recent announcement not to contest the role as Lord Mayor, which is a terrible shame. We are all very sad about that. But anyway, so Sally will give us a brief rundown. And then we're talking about VR and dementia research, which will be really interesting. And then at 11:30, Angela from Transgender Victoria will tell us all about the plans for Sunday's Trans Day of Visibility. And then finally, a topic on the housing crisis with Emily Dye, who's a research analyst. So housing is becoming a pipe dream for many. In fact, there is The Guardian's doing a really great series of podcasts on issues for the millennial audience and, you know, I think one podcast is called "It's All Fine to Blame John Howard," but it's much deeper than that. So
I think it's probably there's a point there. But I didn't watch Q&A this week, but there was a social media storm about one of the guests they had on there who was, I guess, talking about it from a person who rents her properties out to people.
Yes.
And talked an awful lot about being a victim.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't want to comment on the particular thing because I didn't see it, but the social media was sort of saying that it was perhaps an ill-timed discussion for that individual.
I did actually see that. And I thought that was really interesting to have that point of view, because it's still a valid point of view. I turned it off only because you had two ministers, one Labor, one Liberal, housing ministers, and they were just going meow, 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 at each other, and I just went delete to you, and I turned it off, not because of the guests and not because of that particular question, because even though it's still relevant.
I mean, yeah. Every single government in the last 40 years has messed up because we don't have the housing supply that should be there. What you just need is a plan to get it sorted out.
Well, you know, in the 1960s and 70s and 50s, the government built houses. Anyway, oh my God. Okay. We're going to go. Please come back and hear the next part of the show and listen to the lovely Sally Cap. But before then, we have the news.
Joy News. Joy News. Joy News. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.